This week, the leaders of Afghanistan and Pakistan will be coming to the White House to discuss the increasingly tenuous security situation there. According to one U.S. Central Command leader who spoke in Tampa on Saturday, the Taliban's gains in Pakistan are now the number one concern of the Pentagon. Rear Admiral Mike Franken, U.S. Navy Deputy Director of Strategy, Plans, and Policy for Central Command, spoke over the weekend at the Westshore Marriott Hotel at a Toastmasters International event. Franken was filling in for CENTCOM leader General David Petraeus, who was being honored by the group but had to fly to Washington to meet with Obama administration officials about the problems in AFPAC, as the region is now being referred to.
Number one today, I would say, our foreign policy issue facing the United States is Pakistan. It's not Afghanistan, it's not Iraq, it's Pakistan. There's a nation that is avowed nuclear capable, has 180 million people. It has large stretches of ungoverned areas, and it's teetering.
Franken began his presentation by featuring a slideshow to accompany his comments. He told the audience of over 100 people what, in fact, U.S. Central Command is all about.
The military takes a very large role in the Middle East, not because it needs to, but because there is a little bit of a lack of capacity by the U.S. government to bring a whole government approach in this area of the world. A lot of it because it doesn't have the security necessary to bring in the whole of government approach. That I mean by that is State Department, USAID, agriculture, trying to ensure that we use all aspects of our government to bolster their opportunities for their children to have a better life than they presently have.
But Franken said there was an enemy in the Middle East, Al-Qaeda.
The Al-Qaeda would like to see the resurgence of a caliphate, a Islamic-based organization that runs that area of the world and preferably takes over the area of India as we know it today. We just need to get rid of a billion Hindus. And that's, frankly, that's pretty much true. So you have that which we must work. There's also a very large criminal element, and that is they get wealthy over the anarchy and the funds that come in to prop up the area.
Admiral Franken had said he hoped to take questions from the audience, but Toastmaster officials quickly cut off the session after just one question. It came from a woman who asked about Pakistan recently approving of Sharia law in the Swat Valley, which allows the Taliban to frame its own laws and run government in the area. It's been depicted as a negative development, but Franken's initial response had not seemed that critical.
The judicial process in Pakistan is painfully slow. And you can't bring in, there's no such thing as a small claims court. So if you have a beef with your neighbor, you must get a lawyer and go through this rather pregnant process of multi-month gestations to come to closure, like 2 years. And things were getting clogged up. Nothing was happening. So the idea was to institute Sharia law, which means you have a single individual or a triumvirate. You walk up, you state your case, make a decision, next.
But Franken said the problem with full Sharia law is that everything is predicated on the Quran.
It's all in the Quran. It's all social norms and government processes are in a single book, and you can take it to extreme. And that's what they did. Some of the Taliban aspects. I don't want to use Taliban because there are some good Taliban and there's some bad Taliban. It's a sweeping title for, and it's probably improperly used, for some individuals. But there are, as we talked, three kind of levels of malfeasance. Well, they were taking it to the extreme. The very, very smart people in Pakistan will say, in the end, they'll make the right decision, and they'll muddle through.
Afterwards, WMNF asked Rear Admiral Mike Franken about the escalation of U.S. forces in the Afghan-Pakistan area. We asked how the U.S. would be more successful than other great empires like Great Britain and Russia have been in the past.
We certainly have the shortcomings that others have made to reflect upon. We are looking at, like I say, the structures of government to do a better job of doing the coin strategy, which is clearing an area of the negative elements and bringing a level of security necessary so that we can build from the bottom up that which is necessary to for that area to grow. It is not going to be easy. Nobody thinks it's going to be easy. But the president outlined a strategy which I think that it deserves our best effort to go forward.
And that's going to make us ultimately safer here in America.
Safer in America, safe throughout the world. I think that's right.